If you suddenly find you have a craving for a slice of pie a la mode, you know it must be time for Radio Nibbles with John Lindorf. He joins us from his Louisville Test Kitchen. Good morning, John.
Oh, good morning, Shannon. It's a lovely morning in the Boulder Valley. It's a good morning to get a cup of coffee and talk about food around the big KGNU kitchen table. This morning, we're looking at a few anniversaries. You know, when we look at restaurants, sometimes it's surprising if restaurants last even 2 years or 3 years or five. We want to wish a happy 35th birthday to Ras Casa's Ethiopian restaurant. It's located in Lafayette now, but it originally was like a Ethiopian roadhouse near El Dorado Springs. The other thing is Boulder's original Walnut Cafe is 40 years old. That's a lot of pancakes and coffee.
Well, and The Sink is also celebrating its 100th year of burgers and beer, and that's, 100 years except for the period of Prohibition. What's the oldest eatery in town, John?
Well, I think it has to be Chautauqua Dining Hall. It's 125 years old. It wasn't open year-round for, you know, all that time, but the only other possibility would be something in the Boulderado, but the names have changed so much. The other thing is, speaking of anniversaries, 30 years ago, New Belgium Brewery released Fat Tire Ale. For you youngsters, at that point, the only beer that was well-known in Colorado really was Coors. Fat Tire became, you know, the quintessential Colorado brew from New England, New Belgium Brewery. They sold out to some conglomerate, and now they're reformulating Fat Tire Ale. They say for modern and younger taste buds. My thought is I'll buy a bunch of Fat Tire right now, lock it away, and then in 6 months, I'll sell it for big bucks to people who are desperate for the original Fat Tire. For really older folks, they probably remember the fight between Classic Coke and New Coke. So yeah, I'm hopeful.
Well, in restaurant news, Boulder's Frasca Restaurant Group has announced that it will now offer all hourly employees a starting hourly rate of $17.29 an hour plus tips.
Part of the reason they did that, well, besides it's the right thing to do, was that $17.29 is now the minimum wage in Denver.
Exactly.
And they wanted to extend it to their restaurants in Boulder.
Exactly. It's the fair thing to do. Well, in Denver, Edible Beats Restaurant, including Linger, Ophelia's Electric Soapbox, and Root Down, are also switching to an employee-owned model. Tell me about that.
This is a wonderful thing. It's growing rapidly. It provides a way for the employees in restaurants, including cooks and dishwashers, to co-own the restaurant, and that's pretty important. Speaking of restaurants, sad to say that but Fresh Times restaurant had closed, but they were going to keep the bodega next door on 30th Street open. But unfortunately, that's closing too. Just a victim of finances, I think, and wear and tear from the pandemic. The other thing is, there's a new artisan pizza place in Niwot. It's sort of hidden in the kitchen at Faro Restaurant. It's called Pie Dog Pizza. So naturally, I like the name, and I thought you'd appreciate this next item.
Well, yeah. Well, and speaking of artisans, the Fatworks, an artisan fat company in Longmont, has introduced a skincare line that uses tallow, which is beef fat, as a base.
Yes, and apparently it's wonderful for skin. It's just whether you want to walk around smelling like a steak. But Fatworks is a cool company. Another cool thing, if on Tuesday, the 24th, if you watch the Food Network's Chopped show, you get to see Chef Natasha Hess of Ginger Pig Restaurant compete. Natasha was, of course, she started Ginger Pig as a Boulder food truck a few years back.
Well, John, we only have about a minute and a half left, so I'm going to have to go straight to the question that we are all wondering. What's the best thing you've tasted recently?
The best thing I tasted recently was just fantastic. A lot of eateries talk about how local their food is, but Bramble and Hare really dishes the real Boulder thing. They have a dish on their menu that features almost everything grown on Black Cat Farm in Boulder. Two cuts of wonderful mule foot pork. I had it over creamy polenta. The corn was grown at Black Cat with Black Cat grown braised kale, carrots, fennel salad. And Black Cat chef Eric Skokin will join us February 2nd for Kitchen Table Talk.
Well, that sounds delicious. You can listen to podcasts of past Radio Nipples episodes at news.kgnu.org. You can join us again next Thursday when Japanese-American food expert Gil Asakawa joins us on Radio Nipples again. Oh, he's great to have on.
Yeah. And for a real good time, bake a pie for someone on Monday, which is National Pie Day.